Dan Black was too young to be out working cattle, but worked like a full-size cow hand. Did more than his fair share of training young horses, and said, "A man's word is his brand." One Sunday, young Dan wore his cleanest old blue jeans, spit-polished his boots till they shone, red shirt and bandana, hat brushed free of trail dust, rode out to the church on his own. Leanne Mays, 11, fixed her first box supper to take to the church for the dance. But she left there crying 'cause it wasn't wrapped nice, and ran into Dan just by chance. Dan asked what she had. She said, "Fresh cream from Bossy and berries from Mom's mason jar." For dinner, the two kids ate berries and cream, and they talked, and then wished on a star. Leanne soon got sick. She came down with a fever. The doc wasn't good, but he tried. Young Dan held her hand through the last of her illness, was holding it still when she died. Days later, the boys in the bunkhouse went looking for Dan down at May's old homestead. They rode by two graves in the cottonwood shade, and they wondered just who could be dead. They heard that Leanne said to Dan, "Oh, please promise you'll see me again in a week." Dan promised, then fell sick. He died a week later. They're buried back there, near the creek. Dan Black was too young to be out working cattle, but worked like a full-size cow hand. Did more than his fair share of training young horses, and said, "A man's word is his brand."